Ed Buchanan is one of four people running on the Republican ballot for Secretary of State. Buchanan served in the Wyoming House of Representatives for a decade and served as Speaker of the House. He's a former officer in the Air Force and is currently an attorney. He speaks with Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck.
Let me just ask you a little bit about maybe the business side of things as starters. How do you see the office being tweaked, if maybe that's the right word, to encourage more economic development, to maybe lead to more, to better business and more business opportunities in the state?
To use some of the existing technology and to improve some of the systems that are currently in place to streamline, I guess, the way that folks file for corporations, make those some paperless transactions. There are some things specifically with regard to the Uniform Commercial Code and effective finance statements that we can do to make it easier for those to get filed, which may sound boring, but I believe would make things better for commerce in Wyoming, specifically with regard to agriculture.
Ed Buchanan visiting with us. He's a Republican candidate for Secretary of State. You were talking earlier a little bit just in the fraud area, and just is something that office is certainly in charge of. And I know that they've tried to really step things up as far as consumer protections are concerned. Are you happy where that sits right now, or is there more to do?
You know, I'm pretty happy with where it sits right now. The legislation we passed, it's probably been 3 or 4 years ago, really did a good comprehensive reform on the Wyoming Corporations Act. And that included some improvements as far as registered agents, requiring businesses to have an actual physical address and a location versus a post office box. And so I think the office has done a great job in conjunction with the legislature in getting the tools necessary, making the amendments to the laws as necessary to really crack down on the sham corporations. And I think they're doing a great job with that. And I think there will always be work to do with that, because there will always be those individuals and entities who try to perpetrate fraud on citizens and on the state itself. And so I think the key, Bob, is to be vigilant and proactive when it comes to corporate and consumer fraud. Absolutely. Technology and the electronic age makes it essential that we be proactive and keep an eye out for those things. We talk about these things and we say, well, we haven't really seen a problem with this or that in Wyoming yet. But as with most aspects of our lives in Wyoming, we have to be vigilant, because usually it gets to us. It just gets to us a little bit later. So we need to be watching out for that to protect our businesses and protect our citizens.
And in the elections front, Ed, you know, you all talked about, I think every one of you, when I interviewed you, when you announced, talked a little bit about technology and enhancing technology in the office. I'm curious if that extends to the elections area too, because I know one of the frustrations as a member of the media, we have trouble getting, I guess, the numbers on the same night, and sometimes there's delays. Is there anything that you could do in working with some of the county clerks to maybe enhance that process?
You know, we have discussed that, and I think there are things that the office can do in working in conjunction with the county clerks. And I think it involves basically some software changes so that the results of the elections can be transmitted electronically more quickly. You know, there are different systems out there depending on where you are as far as transmitting electronic data. And so I think it would really take a comprehensive effort by both the county clerks and the Secretary of State's office to work together to get that done.
What new initiatives are you thinking about if you get elected?
Well, one of the things I'd like to do that's top priority, that would be to make our agency rules and regulations more transparent to folks on a single database that's more accessible, more easily searchable. One of my top priorities is to increase citizen involvement so that we have better input into the process. And then my hope from that is more transparency for government, and then perhaps, hopefully, less regulation. And then the regulations we do have need to be reasonable and common sense. And I think that is what will accomplish my goal.
And I guess maybe a last thing for you before we run out of time here is I want to ask you just about your philosophy on how to dispose of or keep state lands. What's going to be your, I guess, thinking as you, some of those issues come before you?
The job of the land commissioners is to maintain and keep state lands for their maximum possible value to the state. And so I think it's one of those things that you have to look at all of the uses of our state land. Agriculture certainly is an important part of our state economy and heritage. You've got grazing issues. You've got public recreation issues. And I think you have to consider all of the uses along with our extractive industries as well. And I've always been a big believer in multiple use, in sensible environmental regulation, so that we get the maximum value as mandated by statute.
Ed Buchanan, he's one of your Republican candidates for Secretary of State, and always a pleasure.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate the opportunity.